Open your Bible to 2 Peter again. 2 Peter, and I'll go on and tell you so you can go ahead and put in your notes. 2 Peter, Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 4. Now, there are other scriptures we're going to deal with, but those are three main scriptures. I started out this morning, and I thought that I was going to finish, but I never got to my first point this morning. God kept adding on, and I'm going to try to get into some of them tonight, but we're talking about part two, stirring up the supernatural that is in you.
Yes, sir.
Stirring up the supernatural that is in you. Now, my brother and sister, pay close attention. Don't be talking to each other, nothing unless you have to. Focus and listen to the Spirit, because we're in territories here that is apostolic and prophetic.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again.
Yes, sir.
We're in territories here that are apostolic and prophetic.
Yes, sir.
In other words, blueprints.
Hallelujah.
Pioneering. Pathfinding. The church somewhat has been in a spiritual jungle. She has not moved in the supernatural like she should. And we have too many superstars in the church. And you don't recognize the same powers on the inside of you. And God wants his church, want every member of his church. Ephesians chapter 4 is one, talk about it. What we're here for, we're not here to take over. We're here to train you to take over.
Yes, sir.
And so pay close attention there in 2 Peter. Every child of God, let me repeat some things. Every child of God is a supernatural carrier. But we said it will not manifest automatically.
Yes, sir.
That means that you as a child of God will have to learn how to activate the supernatural that is in you. What I say? Yeah. And you see, don't let no one talk you out of it. It's there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because actually, let's speak it out like it's supposed to be spoken. The divine nature that we're going to read about in a few moments in 2 Peter actually is a supernatural nature.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It puts you in a position to function in the spirit out of the ordinary. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
See, it's not just for you to go to heaven, but it's a nature that brings heaven to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So matter of fact, the Lord will tell you in heaven already.
Yes.
Don't, but you got to know you're in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Because if you have heaven factors that can be released by you, you can make your surrounding or your environment a heavenly place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, Zion song, when I get to heaven, what I'm going to do? No, what you going to do on earth?
Yes, sir. Right.
You designed to bring the kingdom here. You designed to bring heaven on earth.
Yes.
And so once we learn some facts here that the Lord wants us to know, you must learn how to activate the divine power that is in you on purpose.
Yes.
Letting it flow. Woo.
Let it flow.
And know how to give God the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, that's all you got to do. Give him the glory. Don't try to see power going to start flowing to you. You're going to start laying hands on people, raising the dead. Don't take the power.
Yes, sir.
Give God the glory. Get out of the way.
Yes,
tell somebody, get out of the way.
Yeah,
and let the Lord flow, you see. He want to flow.
Yes, sir.
He want to flow. Supernatural power ready to flow through you. And you qualified to make divine speeches.
Amen.
That the courts of heaven are back up.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll probably get in that more this week. But letting it flow and know how to give glory to God. I didn't get this out this morning. I won't get out. The half have not been told.
Amen.
How God gonna use a remnant of his children in time like these.
Yes, sir.
Here's what it's for. Now listen, what the supernatural for, to set the record straight about him. and his power and his love. The record about God been contaminated by technology and by man ideals. They have put the church back on the back burner, but they don't recognize who we are. And they're not going to recognize who we are until you recognize who you are and stop just panicking around and walking power and call the shot. Yes. Call things that be not as though they were and say they are. Yes. So as we read in Peter here, in 2 Peter chapter 1, these first four verses qualify us to see the supernatural on the inside of us. Simon Peter, first verse, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now notice this, grace and peace be multiplied in a time like this. Yeah, but yeah, because you see, in a time like this, you have the capability of shifting gear. Man report is not your report. I have the report of the Lord. And he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And he said nothing is impossible. That's the realm we got to live in at a time like this. But only Rhema words bring these realms.
Yes,
Rhema words, when I'm ahead of myself, but I'll say it, Rhema word is the very thing that opened up the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Not regular word.
Yes,
if there's such a thing as a regular word, just reading it, you know. No, Rhema word, when a word come alive, when the word become is quickening you and opening up the spirit realm, it's opening up the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
God's word can't function in the natural.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My God.
It bring God out of his element.
Yes, sir.
And so God looking for somebody to act like him.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
Yes. Normally.
Yes.
Daily basis.
Yes, sir.
Go to bed like him and get up like him. Walk like him. Talk like him. Look like him.
Come on.
So God looking for somebody to represent him down here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can't do it in the flesh. In the mental realm, the supernatural can't work. But the supernatural work in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
So your spirit realm had to train your mental realm.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit has to train your soul.
Yes.
Your spirit has to train your mind. I'll get to talking about that in a few moments. Let's go to this next verse. Grace and peace be, second verse, third verse. Read the second verse. I want grace and peace be multiplied on you through the knowledge of God, through the knowledge of God, through the knowledge of God, through the knowledge of Jesus, our Lord. He's Lord of Lords, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Is he your Lord?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, as you learn to operate in the supernatural, you're going to be Lord over every situation in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
His Lordship want to function through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus' Lordship function in the realm of the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Jesus can't function in failure.
Uh-huh.
He can't function in doubt.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
He can't function in maybe.
Uh-huh.
He can't function in nobody never been here before.
Yes, sir.
Well, be a pioneer. Be the first one to get there.
Yes, sir.
There are places in the spirit nobody never gone yet. There are always going to be a open place in the spirit because God is infinitum. So nobody ever fulfilled the spirit realm yet.
Yes, sir. Right.
So there are places you have been supposed to be going, you haven't gone yet. But God sent you here this week. You're about to go to places you've never been before. Oh my God. Too many stop signs come through the pulpit. Too many regulation. Too many rule without revelation. I need some revelation. I know about all these rules. I know don't do this, don't do that. Tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. Are you following me?
Yes,
yeah, you're going to get your joy back.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
Most Christians have lost their joy because they're praying and saying, but they're not seeing. Manifestation going to become your sister. Demonstration going to become your big brother. As you flow in the things of God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now notice this divine nature or this divine power here in the third verse. It's all talking about the supernatural. It's all talking about functioning in the spirit. Lord, I hope I can get a little further tonight. According to that divine power has given unto us all things. Now, can I say that? No matter what the hell come up. See, I'm saying it that way for a reason. Because everything come up that is against you is from hell. What all things mean?
Yes, sir.
According to the divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him now that have called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding, great, good God Almighty, hallelujah, and precious promises. He seemed like the Holy Ghost emphasizing something there, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. That is. Now look what the next statement says in that verse. Look what the next statement says. You see, the reason we are not escaping as we should is because the supernatural is not functioning as it should. But that's our job, to teach you, to bring you to that point. This week, that's what we're here for. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, my. The supernatural is where God's presence and where one is in hot pursuit of God's presence,
yes, sir.
Day and night.
Yes, sir.
Always, no matter what conversation they're in, they're looking for him.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Now, you see, man would say God is omnipresent. Yes, he's omnipresent, but there's another presence.
Yes, sir.
He's everywhere, but there's a presence on purpose.
Yes, sir. All right.
There's a presence somebody got the cause to happen. There's a present that is not a general present. I know he's God everywhere. You can't go, but there's a present that one causes on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
On purpose.
Yes,
sir. See, so in hot pursuit of his present, why is it not? A supernatural is where God present, one is in hot pursuit of his present. Manifestation and demonstration and dominion come along with the supernatural. Manifestation, demonstration, and dominion. Now, I'm not talking about no group now. I'm talking about you as an individual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, when you're in hot pursuit of God, his presence comes. When his presence comes, manifestation, demonstration, and dominion comes with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all Jesus was doing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus just reminded me to tell you that. Tell him that's all I was doing.
Yes, sir.
Tell them they're supposed to live just like me.
Yes, sir.
Jesus just told me to tell you that. You're supposed to live, tell them they're supposed to live just like me.
Yes,
tell them I was living a supernatural life.
Yes,
tell them I was a man.
Yes.
Living a supernatural life like God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. As he is. My goodness. But if you don't know him in this manner, turn to First Chronicle. If you don't know him in this manner, You'll be snoring when you're supposed to be sleeping. Yeah, you're just making a lot of noise and bothering everybody else. But you got to be able to function in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm functioning in the supernatural the rest of my days on purpose, and I cannot be stopped. Now, you really believe that?
Yes, sir.
Well, give God some praise then.
Hallelujah.
I see right now I got a little job in my hand. Some of y'all didn't do nothing, just sit there. I don't need you sitting on the message. I need you acknowledging God's presence, because I can't do it for you, but I can tell you what to do. Here in 1 Chronicles 29, you will have to know God in his real character to function in the supernatural. You have to know Jesus in his real character to function in the supernatural. You have to know the Holy Spirit in his full character to function in the supernatural. You have to know the kingdom of God, full mode of operation to function in the supernatural. You have to know your ability to tap into the covenant property to function in the supernatural. You have to know what praise pray in the supernatural. You have to know what power worship pray in the supernatural. You have to know what power praying in the Holy Ghost produce in the supernatural. You have to know all of those things are supernatural activator. What did he say? Supernatural activator. When you praying in tongue, you activating the supernatural. When you lift your hand over this place, you activating the supernatural, because you're subpoenaing the supernatural. You're subpoenaing the supernatural God. You can't worship God and the supernatural don't come. No. See, God, when God show up, the supernatural with him. They that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. And then the supernatural comes.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural actually is spiritual and truth.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now what I'm about to show you now, I'm not responsible for what happened to you. Because what I want to show you now is God's character that produces the supernatural. And the supernatural overrules every problem.
Yes.
Every demon.
Yes.
And Satan himself.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's why I said you have overcome them little children.
Yeah.
Because greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. But it don't work unless the word becomes spirit and life.
Yes.
And then the word become a sword.
Yes.
Then the word become a lamp to your feet.
Yes.
And a light to your path. Then you don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then you're ready to go.
Yes,
I said, what? Then you're ready to go.
Yes,
oh, no, your life changed tonight.
Yes,
oh, no, you're not leaving you the same. Oh, no, God dog it, you're not leaving you the same. No, power going to hit you tonight. The glory going to hit you tonight. The glory, I'm going to say it right now, the glory is falling. Signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost will sit in your life tonight, and you will live sign and wonder. You will live a sign and wonders life. Oh, my goodness. Somebody, you want it. See, if you put it out, Apostle, I'll get it. But I'm going to put it out. I tell you, God damn it, I feel the glory right up here now. I feel like putting it out right now. I'm just holding back waiting on y'all. Woo! I'm ready to go, boy. Now, when I get through ministering you somewhere along the line, I'm going to get you to lay one hand where the pain is and the other hand in the air, and all pain going to leave you. I don't care how long you've been having it. I just want you to lay close, hand close to where you've been hurting at, and then lift the other hand in the air, and I'm going to speak to it. And I'm going to speak to it supernaturally. And it's going to leave. If it don't leave tonight, it's going to leave in the morning. If it don't leave tomorrow, it's going to leave Thursday. If it don't leave Thursday, it's going to leave Friday. But it got to go. You understand? All I need you, once we do it, all I need you to do is hold on to your faith.
Yes, sir.
And every time it come back, say, I resist you. We told you leave in Jesus' name. You gone. I don't care if it's back problem, leg problem. I don't care what kind of problem. I don't care if it's female problem, male problem. I don't care what kind of problem. All problem leave you tonight. Nobody leave you impotent.
Yes, sir.
Nobody leave you empty.
Yes, sir.
Everybody gonna get satisfied.
Yes, sir.
In the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
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 Sit down, let me show you something. Glory.
Glory.
I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad I'm here.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
First Chronicle 29, verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Let's bless him. And David said, blessed be the Lord. You with me?
Yes.
Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Now, God is the Godfather of the supernatural.
Right.
Nobody else runs the supernatural.
Right.
And that's what the world don't want us to know. That our God is the Godfather.
Yes, sir.
He's the real Godfather.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he runs, he rules, and nobody can stop him.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the Bible is constantly, no skanan, nebo, bres, kanede. The Bible constantly assures him as the Godfather,
yes,
that he really a Godfather,
yes,
because he handles every situation and he can stop every game.
Yes.
He can stop everything going on in your life.
Yes, sir.
Demons have to bow when he walk in the room.
Yes, sir.
He really won't walk in the room through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He really won't be in every room of your house.
Yes.
If the demon come through the window or something, he want to be there, then you know how to put him out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Verse 11. Now, we're talking about the supernatural God. Why? What's the backup for us walking in the supernatural? And this dying, O Lord, verse 11, is the...
Great.
Now, y'all didn't...
Hallelujah.
It's sad, yeah.
Yes,
somebody should have said hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
You see, if you don't honor him,
yeah,
when I'm reading about him and we're talking about him, you just a scripture. I know it.
Right.
No, baby.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Oh, you're going to get something now. Now you'll get something. You see, oh, yeah, now you're going to get something. And the power. Boy, I want to dance so bad now. And the glory. And the victory. You mean to tell me all of that's in me? Listen, hear what I say now. Listen what the Spirit said. You mean to tell me all of what I'm reading about God is in me? You mean to tell me greatness is in me? Power is in me? What? Huh? Victory is in me? Majesty is in me? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. That's that divine nature.
Yes, sir.
For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. How can COVID take over you when you rule the world? Or God rule the world through you? The earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou exalted its head above all. Above Lucifer. All demon power. Now notice this, verse 12. Both riches and honor come of thee, oh my Lord. Look at the next thing. I want you to read that part with me. And thou what? You know what that means? No, I'm going to tell you what that means. You know what that means? You're designed to reign over all. Every little popcorn thing you're dealing with tonight, you're supposed to be reigning over that thing. You resist it. You put your foot on it. I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Do you know how? I give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy have no gainsay. Everything I read right there about God is on the inside of you. Riches belong to you. You're supposed to be rich. Every time you go in your checking account, every time you go into your banking account, you ought to have 12 baskets left over. That's the way supernatural money works. You remember he multiplied the bread, he had 12 baskets left over? Yeah, every time you look at your checkbook, you ought to have some leftover. Yes, sir. Leftovers that you don't know what to do with. Yes, you're not supposed to be living on leftover, leftover that you don't have enough. No, you're supposed to have leftover over. Yes, hallelujah.
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 And so it says, both rich and honor come of thee, and thy reign is over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glory. Let's do that a minute. Thank thee and praise thy glory. Tell you right now, watch this statement. God can't stand much of this. Oh no. I mean, you what you're doing now and what I'm training you to do, God can't stand it. He got to do something extravagant when this starts happening. Because you're honoring him, you see? Yeah, you're giving reverence to him. All right, sit down. I don't know how far I'm going to make it tonight. I'm going to try to stay here with you a little while. But I want you to pay attention. Turn with me to John Gospel, chapter 14. I'm about to make a statement that the Spirit of God want us to feast on. And I haven't got to my first point yet. John 14. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to make a statement. I want you to incubate this and meditate it. Jesus' name is full of the supernatural. You didn't hear me? See, y'all been playing around with that name. Jesus' name is full of the supernatural. Every time you use that name properly, you are turning the supernatural loose. The next time you use Jesus' name, you know you leave telling him you loosen explosion of the supernatural. Notice that in John 14, 13. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, because my name is full of supernatural power. Yes. You, listen very carefully, you and my name are designed to glorify the Father. You didn't see it. You using my name is designed to glorify the Father. Oh, no, enough haven't caught on yet. When you use a name properly, you are releasing the supernatural. Oh, give me another way to say it, Holy Spirit. Let me read it a little more. Maybe I can get it. Oh, my goodness. And whatsoever you shall ask, whatsoever you shall make a demand upon that is rightfully yours. See, the name of Jesus wrap your petition in the supernatural. The name of Jesus release signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost on behalf of the speaker, on behalf of the user. See, Jesus' name is drug in the supernatural. Jesus' name is spiritual drug. It gets you drunk, but it get the job done. Yes. It brings joy. Yes. In heaven, when somebody used Jesus' name, heaven said a hook. Come, I want you to see it.
Yeah. More apostles.
It's a supernatural name. It's full of the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Full.
You never heard that. You never heard that Jesus' name is full of the supernatural. Don't look at me like you. Sure do. No, you ain't never heard it before. So write it down and then meditate upon it, because the next time you use that name, you're going to expect the supernatural to happen. And the supernatural going to come.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right.
The Lord just told you how to reign in life in places you were not reigning.
Yes,
you were using the name, but you didn't know every time you used the name, all the supernatural power, all the angels.
Yeah.
All the angels, that's your command.
Yes, sir.
Everything spiritual that to stand up on your behalf when you use that name.
Yes, sir.
That name runs heaven and runs earth at the same time.
Yes, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Quit naming and claiming. Just name it.
Yeah.
Once you name it, you already claim it. It's yours already.
Yes, sir. It's mine already.
I really don't have to claim what is already mine.
Yeah.
I just show the evidence that it belonged to me.
Yeah,
and when I use the name, I'm showing the evidence. Oh, my God. When I use the name, I'm showing the evidence this is already mine. I don't have to claim it because it's already mine. You want me claiming it, but I'm not claiming it. I'm taking it. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violence what? Take it by force. See, we done got over in the charismatic just naming and claiming, naming and claiming. What you claiming what?
Yeah.
It's already yours. Jesus claimed it for you 2,000 years ago.
Yes,
walk in there and take it.
Yes,
I take abundance.
Yeah, I take abundance.
I take health.
I take health.
I take my joy.
I take
my peace.
I take
my victory.
Now,
in the name of Jesus, I take my healing.
I take
my health.
I take
my peace.
I take
my grace.
I take
my mercy. In the name of Jesus, I take it now.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to claim it. It's already mine.
It's already mine.
Satan wants me to think I have to claim it.
Yeah.
But I don't have to claim it. I just name it. Whatsoever you ask in my name, sit down. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. 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 That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at verse 14. Verse 14. Who got something they want here tonight? Who got something they want changed?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's just read it and believe it. If you shall ask, come on. If you shall ask anything, what'd he say? Anything. What that mean? What anything? Somebody tell me what anything means. Wow. What in? No. Anything. In my name, I'll do it. That's not a prayer now. That's making a demand upon what is right for you. I think you go to John 16 now. John 16. Jesus' name is full of the supernatural. John 16 now. Hallelujah. Verse 23. And in that day, ye should ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name. Woo, Lord. Woo, that's right, girl. Laugh it out. Ask the Father in my name. Woo, look what he says. He will give it to you. Oh, my goodness. Hereunto have you asked nothing in my name, not knowing it's full of the supernatural now. See, you're going in a brand new van tonight. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy. Somebody cut up a little bit right there. Pastors among me around here, you don't let your people set on a statement in the spirit that try to take them to another level. Yeah. Just stop preaching till they see it. Because we're so used to just going through point by point. No, when certain things say it, somebody need to give God glory. That's why they haven't been working for us as they should. We don't give them enough glory. We're just listening at a sermon.
Yeah. Amen.
Impartation got to take place in here tonight. Visitation got to take place here tonight. Invitation to other levels. Oh, my God. Invitation is given to you to go to other levels. Levels where the elevator can't go. In another realm. Levels where science can't reach. And where man can't teach. Only the Holy Ghost can bring you to a certain level. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Ephesians, sit down, chapter 1. We're still talking about stirring up the supernatural in you. Yes. And I see it. It's going to be hard to get away from this week. I've got many more things to say, but it's so much. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to tell you what to be looking for. I'm going to give you the verses in a few moments. The supernatural is full of resurrection power. That means nothing will ever hold you down again. As you function in the spirit, you function in the supernatural, you're functioning in resurrection power. So you know everything that looked like it's not working is only a delay. It can't be permanent because the resurrection power going to function and bring you out of it. The supernatural, let me see, the supernatural is full of resurrection power. Say that with me.
The supernatural.
See, I want it to dawn on you because I don't want you to just listen. I don't want you to miss it. I want the Holy Spirit to be able to bring it back up. So what? When you say it, it's being registered on your spirit.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural in which I have on the inside of me, which is part of my divine nature, when I stir it up, it's full of resurrection power. Resurrection power is that nothing can hold me down. The third day is sure to come. It may look like I don't have it, but I'm firm, I'm solid, and satisfied because I know in the realm of the resurrection that I got to come out of this. So everything that don't look good is only temporary. See, when you operate in the supernatural power of the resurrection. Paul knew that. Paul got to teaching the church at Ephesus. And then he said in the third verse, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yes. But he sent it down. You know, Christ came down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He brought it.
Yes.
And that's why he said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that is set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and now sit on the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Now, you saw that just seeing Jesus, but it was showing you your mode of life.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever you go through, you're finally going to sit at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
As you function in the Spirit, you designed to sit at the Father's right hand down here. In other words, oh, my God.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, we just seen it. Well, everything Jesus taught is for us today.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Today.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry your sad days are over.
Yes, sir.
I'm just sorry. You feeling sorry for yourself is over. You're going to know better after we get through with you this week. You're going to know it's just temporary. Whatever don't look like it's working, when light comes, darkness got to leave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are talking about stirring up the supernatural that is in you.
Yes.
Now, I have some other things, but I got to go here to show you this. The supernatural is full of resurrection power.
Yes.
There in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We're talking about the supernatural. Now watch. Huh? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe. You see it? According, now watch it. According to the working of his mighty power. Oh my. What he wrought in who? In Christ. Hallelujah. When did he work it in? When he raised him from the dead. What else he did? And set him at his right hand in the heavenly place. What else? For above all principality. And I heard the word problem. I'm hearing the word pest. I'm hearing the word program. I'm hearing the word policy. What is the exceeding great of his power to us who believe, according to the work of the mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, nothing left, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And that's put all things. Now say he's talking about me. See, Christ functioning on earth through you now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So whatever you say about him, he's talking to you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Somebody say that's supernatural.
That's supernatural.
I'm designed to live in the supernatural.
I'm designed to live in the supernatural.
Then, my brothers and sisters, I heard this, and I think this is wonderful. You must learn how to soak your soul in the power of supernatural love. Because your soul get out of hand.
Yes,
but if you keep soaking it in love, there in the third chapter of Ephesians, it talks about how to soak your soul in love. Yeah, Paul taught him that. Go to the third chapter of Ephesians. Ephesians 3:15. You got your shouting glow?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about what? Soaking what?
Soul.
In love.
In love.
I heard in 1 Corinthians, Paul talking about love again. He said, love can't fail.
He did say that.
He said that, right?
Yes.
And you got to keep your soul soaked in love, or not your soul to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Your Lord God said, the lawyer thought he could jam him. You know, the lawyer, the religious couldn't jam him. the Pharisee and the Sadducee, so they sent a lawyer to him. Lawyer all dressed up in his three-piece suit, came there, thought he was going to talk to the Lord, and the Lord said, go ahead and say what you got to say. He said, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength.
Yeah.
Yep. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes, sir.
On these hang all the law and the prophet.
Yeah.
I know the lawyer went back, told him, said, get y'all another lawyer. This man is too smart for me.
Yeah.
He's too smart for lawyers.
Yes, sir.
He's too smart for doctors.
Yes, sir.
They all got to get on their knees.
Yeah.
He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down a minute. I'm going to close in a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Children about to take over again. We're going to function in the supernatural. We're going to function in the name of Jesus. We're going to function in resurrection power. We're going to function in the glory.
Yes, sir.
My. Look there in Ephesians 3 for a minute. Let's soak our soul in the power of supernatural love. Soaking my soul in the power of supernatural love. Ephesians chapter 3, I'll begin looking at verse 15. Am I in the right book? Ephesians 3, help me, Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That's the soul and that's the heart. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, now here it is, that ye, verse 17, being rooted and grounded in love. May be able to comprehend with all sense what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Now notice verse 19. Read it with me. And to know the love of Christ. Which what? That you might be what? Look, I'm not going to read it. Look at the verse come after that.
Yes, sir.
Once you got yourself soaked in love, look what happened. Now, unto him.
Yes, sir.
That is able. That's Now, verse 20 is a supernatural verse.
Yes, sir.
You can't go to verse 20 let you know how to function in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
You can't go in verse 20 reading scripture,
yes,
quoting scripture. No, you got to have supernatural functioning.
Yeah.
To go in verse 20, the love, your soul had to be soaked in love. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I said, you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I think I'll teach you this in my closing. I'll teach you this. Because I didn't get to the first point yet. We'll get there tomorrow night, to the first point of stirring the gift up in you. But the Lord showed me this. And I don't know, my goodness. Submitting your body to the supernatural. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I saw that, submitting your body to the supernatural. There's a mercy that can carry you there. There's a mercy. The reason your body needs mercy because your body not saved. But you can submit your body to the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Romans 12, 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you,
yes,
or ye present your body,
yes,
as a living sacrifice, holy, and acceptable unto God, what is your reasonable service? And the Holy Ghost told me, he said, tell them that's submitting their bodies to the supernatural. I know you read that scripture many times, right? You never saw you submitting your body to the supernatural. But you know it now.
Yes, sir.
See, by the mercies of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice. My body become a weapon for God. Now he goes on to say to me, renewing your mind to supernatural thinking. Romans 12, 2. Renewing your mind to supernatural thinking. Be not conformed to this world. That's what they want us now. Be running, doing everything they tell us to do. Like we scared. I'm not running nowhere. I got the 91st Psalm. You want to be running the hole and running here and running there. I'm not running nowhere. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove with that. Now look here. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Baby, if that's not supernatural.
Right.
Yeah, God is obligated for to bring you in the realm of the supernatural. If you're doing the good, acceptable, and his perfect will. Amen.
Amen.
And then I thought he was finished with that when he said, releasing your faith into supernatural privileges. And one of the best ways to do that is to recognize you can't do it.
Yes, sir.
And not to be prideful when something great happens. Don't let pride get you. That's Romans 12, 3. See, stay humble, stay meek. Because when God starts using you, phenomenal things going to start happening. But you're going to have to always say, yeah, I know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do it right now.
Yes.
See, because you can't do it, because you can't go in this territory unless you got a point on.
Yes, sir.
You got to get it off of you. Because when you raise somebody from the dead, when you call 16 people out of a wheelchair, you got to know how to give him the glory.
Yeah.
See, I'm in that arena right now. I got to give him the glory because my life has become phenomenal. Things that are happening in my life, to my ministry, I got to give him the glory.
Yeah.
I got to recognize that my infirmity has been turned into his glory.
Yeah.
I got to give God the praise and give God the credit for everything he walked in this ministry, everything he walked in my life, my children. I got to give him the glory.
Yeah.
Keep giving him the glory, children.
Yeah.
Always give him the glory. Always say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. No matter how it looks, tell him, thank you, thank you. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I want to praise you, Lord. See, now, I'm going to get ahead of myself and close here. You, in bad time, when things look like they're going down, you can turn it into supernatural.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who did that. Paul and Silas.
Yeah.
In the 16th chapter of Acts.
Yeah.
They were locking in a jail, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shackled down.
Yeah.
Paul said, let's turn this thing supernatural.
Yeah.
Silas, let's praise him.
Yeah.
Let's pray a while and begin to praise him and worship him and open the door to the supernatural. What happened? When they start praying and praising God, they say, an earthquake came.
Yeah.
It was supernatural. Shook the bars loose, didn't it? Didn't it? And then when they had Peter in jail, were going to kill him, the church went in prayer. The church turned the jail sentence. They were going to kill Peter. But the church turned it into a supernatural situation. And the angel heard him. And the angel went and got Peter out of jail. Oh, you'll never be locked up no more. You know, if you get locked up, I want you to lift your hand and praise him. I want you, and then the devil get confused.
Yeah.
If everything like going wrong in your life, you start dancing.
Yeah.
You start saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God been good to me. You got problems. The money running low, your body hurting. You say, hallelujah, I want to praise him. The devil said, what the matter with her? She knows something I don't know. Glory, glory, glory. Right now, you ought to praise something off of you. Praise something off of you right now. Praise something off of you right now. Worship something off of you right now. Lift your hand and give God a dance right now. Hallelujah. 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 Give God the glory. Give him praise. Hey, the earthquake coming. Glory to God. You're about to bring the earthquake. Glory to God. Every shackle, every hell back, everything that's holding you down is being broken loose right now. You come out of every jail, everything you've been going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Walk out of it tonight. Walk out of it. Hallelujah. I'm going to give him a praise. You see the earthquake coming. 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 The shackles are falling. The shackles are falling. The jail doors open. You coming out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Just like Paul and Silas was able to praise him and worship him and pray it in the spirit, and that earthquake came up in Word of Life tonight in this meeting, in this camp meeting, that same power, that same earthquake, whatever you're dealing with, whatever it looked like you're not going, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise him, come on, hallelujah. Heard the word said Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. If he did it for Paul and Silas, he can do it for you. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What is your name? What is your name? What is your name? What? Wow! What is your name? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on! Hallelujah! Glory, 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 glory. I want to praise. I want to praise your name. Hallelujah, Jehovah. Hallelujah, Jehovah. Now, wherever there's pain, back pain, leg, if you had to sit down and put it on your knee, whatever you have to put, I want you to put one hand close to where the pain is right now. If you ever had any pain, you've been having for years. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what nobody else said. Just put your hand on it. One hand where the pain is, and the other hand in there. And before this week out, you're going to have a report. Whatever ain't working, touch it. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm preaching signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'm expecting you to back me up. I'm a speak over these, your children, in the supernatural name of Jesus. They turn their bodies over you tonight as supernatural vessels. So wherever that pain at now, in the name of Jesus, I resist you, Satan. You've been there too long. I command you to take your hand off of God's property. I represent God in the name of Jesus. That pain will have to leave tonight. I'm telling you, pack your bags and get out of here. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, the speaking blood, I speak over everybody. Every pain is leaving here now. In Jesus' name. Shout like you got it. Shout like you got it. Move it. Move like you got it. Dance like you got it. You know what? Now you're really going to shout now. Hear what the Spirit of God said tell you. You know why God told me shout like you got it? You ready? You say it, man. I saw you. All right, when I say that, y'all cut up now. You got it. That's why you shout, because the Lord says so. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I got it. I got it. Say it, I got it. Hey, I got it. You got it? Who in here got it? I got it. The pain gone. What'd you say? What?
I got
Who said they got it? You really believe you got it? Well, cut up some more then. Cut up. Cut up like you got it. Cut up like you got it. Cut up like you got it. Somebody and tell them you got it. I got it. This may not be your night. This may not be the point back behind me tonight, but this is my night. I got it. I'm gonna keep it. It's mine. I have it now. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Don't you be quiet up in here. This preaching I've been doing up here, it's time to cut up. Don't you be quiet in here. Don't you sit like you're ready to go. You give God the praise, the glory here. The jail doors are being shaken. God, the jail is coming open right now. The jail doors, the ice is rocking. Everything rocking. Everything rocking because the glory, the supernatural is moving in your house, in your home, in your body, in your finances. Hey. Go ahead, if you got something from God, make sure it's from God. I'll give you this. You may want to write it down or it'll be on the tape. The glory is falling. Listen, the blood is speaking. The angels are flying. The fire is burning. The winds, plural, are blowing. The rivers are flowing. The eagles are soaring. The anointing is growing. Thus saith the Lord. I'll give it to you again. Give me that in prayer. I want you to look at that quite often. The glory is falling. The blood is speaking. The angels are flying. The fire is burning. The winds, plural. I hope I get to the wind. The east wind is for a reason. The west wind is for a reason. The winds are blowing. The rivers are flowing. The eagles are soaring. And the anointing is growing. Lift your hand and praise God for that.